I could interview you guys for 5 hours about everything in this book. There's so many good stories. One that really fascinated me, Maggie, is this September phone call that President Trump had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as the president was trying to get a peace deal in Gaza and was finding Netanyahu uncooperative, to say the least. And let me just read from this. Once again, I'm going to curse because these are quotes from conversations. Quote, Trump told Netanyahu he was sick of his antics. I've done everything to protect you. You better fucking go along with this. Everybody's sick of you, Bibi, Trump said. All the Jews are sick of you. Even the two Jews on this call are sick of you, Trump added, referring to Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff. You can't back out of this. Trump ticked through the list of controversial decisions he had made supporting Israel through both of his presidencies.
Yeah, Jake, it was, you know, again, another extraordinary moment in our reporting was hearing about this. And obviously there have been other tense phone calls that the two men have had, Netanyahu and Trump, since then. And we have seen some of those. But this really sets some of the table for what you're seeing in their relationship now. The president was just unloading on Netanyahu. And there was enormous frustration on the part of the White House, on the part of Jared Kushner, on the part of Steve Witkoff, that there had been this strike on Qatar by Israel while the U.S. was in the middle of trying to negotiate some kind of a ceasefire and a hostage exchange. This was a turning point moment, at least in the minds of a lot of Trump officials. Now, Netanyahu went along with this plan. Some people around Netanyahu believe that he was more willing than perhaps Trump administration officials thought to engage in this ceasefire, but it was quite a moment between the two.